Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Ford Motor Company has had a tough couple of months. High gas costs and the credit crunch drastically cutting sales for its best-selling trucks and SUVs. Now, today, another bad sign. Billionaire investor Kirk Kerkorian is pulling most of his investment out of Ford. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, how bad is this news, and why is Kirk Kerkorian bailing on Ford?
Well, Alex, Kirk Kerkorian's investment company, Tresenda Corporation, says one thing. It may be another reason why this decision's been made. But in a press release, Tresenda stated that it's reallocating its resources in light of current market and economic conditions. It said it wants to put its money instead into gaming and hospitality in the oil and gas markets, where it sees more value, although some of those markets have been on shaky ground recently, too. There's speculation out there that Kerkorian and Tresenda just needed the money, even though it has taken a steep loss on the shares it sold already. It bought them for more than it sold them for. There's some speculation, too, that it just lost faith in the U.S. auto industry, and there's no surprise there. We could see why that would happen. Analyst Dave Whiston at Morningstar told me, again, another idea that this might be a sign that internally there's a power struggle or some type of disagreement inside Ford.
You just saw those two directors resign last week, and the CFO was basically forced out the door. You know, for a while, I had wondered if Mr. Kerkorian had pressured that, but apparently not if he's exiting his stake, too.
Well, so I think that Kirk Kerkorian has been Ford's biggest shareholder for a while. Maybe this is just a vote of no confidence on his part in the company.
That is possible. Since the summer, we've seen Ford's share price fall more than 50%, and there have been possible merger talks recently between GM and Chrysler, the other U.S. automakers, and that would be tough on Ford. And then there's the current economy, Alex. I mean, analysts expect consumer confidence will be low next year, and that is expected to hurt auto sales, and it's expected to hurt Ford more than its competitors.
And why would that be?
Well, Ford has tens of billions of dollars in debt on its balance sheet. Its foreign competitors aren't dealing with that. Through June, Ford was burning about $750 million a month. There's also, though, a perception distortion going on in terms of quality. A lot of people still think Ford, GM, and Chrysler don't make high-quality vehicles. Dave Whiston at Morningstar says in Ford's case, that is not a fair assessment.
They make really good cars now, and I mean, Ford's new designs, like the new Lincoln sedan, it's a great car. There's just a lot of people out there in the United States that are just so biased against the Detroit name now that they won't even consider a Ford name, and they always think of Toyota, Honda, Volkswagen first.
And in Whiston's opinion, it's going to take a generation to change that, Alex.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.
For those who sold Lehman Brothers credit default swaps, it's time to pay up. Just what the markets need, or will it make things worse? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.